Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to Ask the CLO. This one is from Atia in Richmond. Atia writes, I'm 24 and I took my 15-year-old sister to the skating rink. I met a 19-year-old guy that manages the concession stand at the rink. My mom said I'm too old for him and it's illegal to date him. It's not illegal. He's grown. So why shouldn't I date him?
Well, it's not illegal. He's 19. But if you're 24 and you took your little sister to the skating rink, your ambition led you to the manager of the concession stand at the ice skating rink. Roller skating rink. Oh. I say, first of all, kudos to the young brother for having such a high position.
Because he's 19 with that, yeah.
Yeah. You, sister, I mean, if that's where you at mentally, you know, you don't. He is a bit young for you because women mature faster than men do. So, but if that's your mental level, maybe you down there. So that's where you should be in that playground. Don't, because stay out the shark-infested waters. Don't go out in the ocean. You like swimming in the pond. So go on there with the little boy. Y'all gonna be.
Wait, what?
But you know, don't. Don't be mad for Valentine's Day if you get some Mary Janes or some Good and Plenty and some milk duds. Don't be upset.
He's 19.
Because that is candy now. I don't have nothing for him.
It's okay. You start stalling right now. I can't even say anything.
No, I mean, what you dating this boy for? I mean, what did you see in him? His job? Maybe he got potential. I don't know. You lonely. What's wrong?
Well, I guess there are some mature 19-year-olds just like there are some immature 24-year-olds. But usually...
And they met.
Yeah. Usually a woman that age doesn't date younger than her. Not then. Not at
24-year-old yeah. woman dating a 19-year-old boy, man, is really, really rare.
Yeah. They usually go older.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
24-year-old.
At that
other
age.
Other way around, 24-year-old yeah. man, 19-year-old girl. You see that all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But 24-year-old woman, 19-year-old. But then, you know, you got some school teachers be, you know, sleeping with them little boys in the classroom, too. So I don't know what. This world is gone crazy. I mean, no, you know, you hear stories all the time about teachers, you know, with younger Mary boys at the school. Off. This world, the world we in now. I ain't surprised at nothing no more.
Yeah. It's really sad.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to Chad and Conyers. Chad writes, I bought my daughter a pair of Gucci sneakers after she saw my wife's shoes. My daughter's mother wore them and posted pictures wearing them. My wife yelled and screamed at me over something that I can't control. How is this my fault?
Well, yeah, it ain't your fault, man. You bought them for your daughter. And then the baby girl's mama put them on and posted them. God. They the same shoes your wife got. God. Well, all I can tell you, bro, is from now on, don't buy your daughter nothing your wife got. That's the only thing I can give you. Because what it looks like in your wife's mind is... You done bought this heifer the same shoes you bought me. That's what she's thinking. And it's so not true. I feel sorry for you, brother. That's the...
Yeah, the ex. The wife can't get past that. Yeah.
Is it because they Gucci?
It's called I'm the sure Emmys. That has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have been all stars.
All right.
Your wife cannot know you bought your ex anything.
Period. Period.
All right. This is from Sherry in Danbury. Sherry says, I had a group of friends over and one of them stopped my toilet up. No one will admit to doing it, and I had to get a plumber to unstop it the next day. Whoever did this should pay for it. I'm mad enough to cut them all off. How should I handle this?
Well, don't cut them all off because it was just one person.
Yeah, they don't know who that one person
was. Well, scientifically, you have a way of knowing who it was.
How?
Because, you got to get somebody, somebody who remember who all went in there.
Yeah.
And the last person. Okay, let me ask you a question. Towards the end of the night, did you see anybody sweating real hard?
They should have left after they did that.
Yeah.
No, next, I get what you're saying. Somebody, like Shirley playing. Said, did somebody leave abruptly?
I'm out.
It's science. Yeah.
You know, it is science. Did you see anybody that didn't eat nothing else that night?
Process of elimination, Steve.
Yeah. Or drink, Steve.
Anybody have a ginger ale? Because that is not a barbecue soda at all. It's just a couple of things you could look out for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody over in the corner rocking back and forth at any point during the night. If you saw somebody in that corner rocking back and forth.
Holding their stomach.
They was either on their way or had just come out. It's them.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't cut off all your friends because everybody can't be responsible.
But what is she going to say to them? What is she going to say to that person?
Owe me for the plumbing bill? Is that what you want?
I saw you in the corner. Rocking. I know it was you.
You have no clue.
I know it was you.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Who was in the house not socializing with nobody?
That's another one.
You know, and most people got them Ring doorbells. Just look at it. Anybody leave at a certain time before it was over, all that.
Yeah. Who rushing? Yeah.
And when they got out on the porch in front of that doorbell, did you see them adjust their pants and stuff? Because
you can see it on cameras.
Dead giveaway.
Yeah. Wow.
Who was overly thankful?
What do you mean?
Thanks. I sure appreciate you letting me come over here. I sure appreciate. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all. But,
well, stuff happens, I guess. All right, CLO, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.